post from a police department in New York exploring the use of drug-sniffing bunnies. He later extolled the virtues of the bunny program for fighting drugs at a mayoral forum. Gautreaux has backtracked now, but says he's still looking for what he calls creative ways to fight the war on drugs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. We're back. Well, I'm back. Linda is. Will be back tomorrow. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the, the 17th of October, 2017. Good morning, Jared.
Good
How
morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Did you manage to survive the weekend without me?
I handled it all right.
It was tough, though.
It was a little tough.
It was tough. And then having to come in here in the mornings now, because you know you're not a...
Not a morning person.
Not a morning person, but that's okay. You are doing great. Okay. Hey. So, hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like?
It's currently 45 degrees. Today it's going to be sunny, mostly clear, high of 85, a low of 52. On Wednesday, sunny, mostly clear, a high of 84, a low of 53. On Thursday, we have a high of 72, a low of 51, a 20% chance of showers during the day, and a 70% chance during nighttime. Friday, it's going to be a high of 65, a low of 45, low of 48, with a 20% chance of showers during the day and just mostly cloudy that night.
Cool. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Good morning, everybody. Okay, we're back. Okay, we were over, and I hesitate almost to tell you where we were at because it is so cool. Other people will say, hey, I'd like to go over there. And one of the things we really like about it is that we're on a beach that there's just nobody there. It's almost like deserted. Jared, you could walk in. The only footprints, practically, are yours, if you can believe this, in California. Anyway, it is. We were over there in the White Rock area, north of Smith River, and right on the border there of Brookings, of Oregon and California, very close to Brookings, Oregon. And the place we stay at overlooks Pelican Beach. Not to be confused with Pelican Bay State Prison, but Pelican Beach. Though a lot of the people that work at the prison live in Brookings. I didn't realize that. Where we stay at is just it's small, but it has everything that you need to enjoy yourself over a weekend, or a long weekend, or a month. Frankly, you can just stay there for as long as you want. So that's where we were. This is probably one of our favorite places. When you talk about a happy place, where's your happy place, Jared? When you go to if you have to go to a place, where's your happy place?
Well, I don't have a specific one, but I do enjoy the ocean. I was my grandparents lived in Los Angeles when I was a kid, and I spent a lot of time at the beach, and I volunteered at an aquarium when I was a kid, and wow.
So you were there?
Anywhere on the coast, really.
Anywhere on the coast is cool, huh?
Well, as long as it's not too cold.
It was like a perfect weekend, one of those things, where, you know, the sun shined. There was no rain. There was no fog. There was no overcast. Each day was beautiful. So we have memories there, and I think we've actually even got a video that Linda's going to put out at some point on on some kind of social media network. Anyway, moving on. We come back, and we see... Things haven't changed much. Reading may okay marijuana dispensaries. Did you see that? I think they're meeting tonight at 6 p.m. The city attorney is going to talk about some takeaways from all the meetings they've had. They've had three different meetings over the past few months. Should Reading legalize marijuana? Big question right there, huh? Because city of Shasta Lake has. And they're looking at, you know, $480,000 worth of taxes coming in. And I know that Adam McElvain is somebody that said you need to look at this. So if our two others, if they can get two others to say they want to look at it and say, let's, you know, we can try it and see what the tax structure could be. Is, you know, would it pay for, would the money go to pay for public safety? Or would it pay to go to provide little doobie shelters for people? So they could smoke it. Yeah. Okay. Now, at the same time, and this is why you just got to love living here in Northern California, Shasta County is looking at banning all marijuana growing, all sales in unincorporated areas. So you live in an unincorporated area, you can't, you know, like alongside the road like you see in Oregon. You come into Oregon and they start advertising weed. That's what it says. Weed in 2 miles. You cross over the Oregon border, and this is true. You cross over the Oregon border up there on the one, and the first building you run into sells weed. It's, you know, it's unapologetic. It says we have marijuana, we have food, we have, you know, it has a list of everything you have you need there. The very first building as you come in, the first store you see is that. And it didn't used to be there until the they also of course we haven't been there in a couple of years. Anyway, so you have that. So are we going to be seeing that as you drive in to Redding, McDoobie's?
Does it have a sign at Shasta Lake when you go there?
No, it doesn't. Come to think of it.
I doubt they would, because Oregon is just legal in general, right?
You like can
you
sell
don't,
it.
You don't have to have
Prop 64. No. It's just it's recreational now. It's recreational. No. You can go down the street. I mean, I don't even know if, you know what? You could open up a place if the people that own Chevron Square said okay. You could open up a place next door to us and be selling marijuana. Well, legally, if the city of Redding says it's okay.
Well, in January, California is probably going to have those signs too.
Well, they probably will. But the, yeah. Because here it comes. I'm telling you, McDoobie's. You know, you drive in. You can, you know, on the. I'm gonna buy the Wendy's on Pine Street, and I'm gonna turn it into McDoobie's. What do you think? So you can drive up. You can order marijuana at the same time. You can get a burger.
There's a drive-through window.
Yeah, it's got a drive-through window, and you can get Twinkies. You can get, you know what, a jerky. I don't care. What else? What do people that are smoking marijuana, what are they, everything? Or
I guess.
I don't know. You don't know. I don't know what they have. But I think that you could get some of those Hostess cupcakes and get jerky and all those other things. And maybe even burgers and fries. And so when you order your $100 worth of McDoobie's, you know, Shasta Wowie, you also get a hamburger with. People laugh. Hey, I'm going to. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Winch. We got a full show today. We're talking everything from writing to chili cook-offs to breast cancer awareness with Dr. Primo DeNuca. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, though. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, it is a veteran-owned business. And if you're looking for somebody that can fix a chip in your windshield to a crack that's over 2.5 feet in length, then you need to go see Jeff Wurst. Professional. He's been doing this for a long time. He guarantees his work. And we've used him. We've used his services before, and Jeff Wurst is absolutely the best. You're not going to find a better place to get your windshield repaired. 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. All right, we'll be right back with Dry Creek Station and a chili cook-off.
Yeah. save, save, save.
At Redding Kia's Customer Appreciation 10 sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Redding Kia says thank you with big discounts on every new Kia in stock.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Shasta College presents Arthur Miller's classic play, The Crucible, coming to the Shasta College Theater October 13th and running through October 22nd. Purchase tickets online at shastacollege.edu.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bob. Linda is still getting over her last stages of pneumonia here. You know. Yeah, I know. So that's what happens when you just push and push and push and push and push. And but she's feeling a lot better, so she'll be back this week. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. Why don't you go on down there and see how they're moving local dreams forward? How are they doing that? Well, I tell you what, they're helping people out. Their professionalism and the way that they treat you like family at Cornerstone Bank, it doesn't get any better than this. They've opened up a new branch there on California Street. 1845 California Street, in fact, right down just south of Jack's. Head on in there and see what banking, local banking can do for you and your business. Cornerstone Community Bank. I'm here with Jalene Miller, who is one of the owners, or the owner of Dry Creek Station. One of the owner. You and your husband own Dry Creek Station. That's what I thought. And Ron Smith, who is the chief of the Bella Vista Fire Company, as opposed to department.
We're part of Shasta County Fire Department. We're our one company.
You are your own company out there. And you're having a fundraiser out there, right?
Yes. It's our 11th annual chili cook-off fundraiser for the Bella Vista Fire Department.
Okay.
It's also, we're also including a flea market crafts fair this year, third year. Giving away a lot of great prizes and
yeah, all types of things. You got a chili cook-off, though, with that. Now, is this a barn burner chili cook-off, or is this a G-rated chili cook-off, or is this like a R-rated.
Well, there's some heat.
Like hot.
There's going to be some heat.
Going to be some heat there.
Yep. There's some of the chilies that come that are pretty darn hot.
Okay. I've got this thing that somebody sent to me when I was in Iraq about a chili cook-off. And they got this guy from New York, and they just kind of put him on the stage. You've probably seen it.
I've seen that.
I can't help it, but as soon as I start to read it, I start laughing, and I am guffawing hysterically by the time it's over, where he feels like there's a tunnel, a straight tunnel from his mouth to his butt after eating, you know, the one of the chilies that the other judge says, moderately spicy.
That one's a giggle fest.
Yeah, oh, man, I tell you what. Every time I see it, I think I've saved it someplace. So, anyway. So it's going to. It probably won't be that bad. You won't have a.
We have a pretty good selection.
there could be. Huh?
Last year, I think we had 14 or 15 chilies, and they go from mild to pretty spicy.
Yeah. When you sniff it, all the hairs in your nose just wither.
You just have to walk by.
Walk by. You have to put on a mask. Oh, okay. So what made you start this thing?
Well, the fire department needed some equipment. And we were trying to get together and figure out how we could make some money to help them buy this equipment that they really needed, the jaws of life, you know, stuff to make their job a lot easier.
We have a whole long list of stuff that we bought from fundraisers. So it's been a great help. It's one of our big fundraisers.
That's great.
We also do a gun raffle where we're giving away. It's been ongoing for three guns, and then on Sunday we'll have a gun that we just sell tickets for that day. Okay. And that's always, both of them are always great fundraisers for us.
Well, you know what? Gun raffles always work well up here in Northern California.
Very.
You know, I sold one. I raffled off one for One Safe Place. People were going, oh, it's One Safe Place. Maybe. Are you kidding? The ladies down there bought half the tickets.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that worked there in the offices and everything. No, so it's going to be this weekend?
This Sunday, October 22nd. The flea market starts around 9 o'clock. The last couple of years, people show up a little earlier. And the chili cook-off starts judging at noon. And all you have to do is come down. You don't have to fill out a form or anything. Just bring your stuff down, bring your chili down, and pay your. It's a $5 entry fee for the chili, and a $15 fee for your space for the flea market, and we'll collect it there.
And it's going to be in your parking lot out there?
In the parking lot at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista, and across from the fire hall.
And if you have not been to Dry Creek Station lately, it is superb.
Yes.
It's great. You know, I didn't think it could get better. Then it burnt down. Then it got better.
And we're improving it all the time.
Of course you are, as you should. Okay, so this is your big fundraiser for the fire company there in Bella Vista, and you know this is your chance, Bella Vista, but the rest of the area out here too. Go down and see the great flea market, taste chili, and have a chance to win some great guns down there.
And other prizes. But you have to remember, and this is a community fundraiser for your local fire department. So, you know, the whole community gains by it.
It does, as we know.
And we appreciate it very much.
Well, okay. So it'll be this Sunday. Starts at 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. You can start coming in there, registering, showing up, getting your stuff laid out. Some people will show up early because they're early birds for the flea markets, thinking that they get there and help you unload your car, they can buy stuff cheaper.
Yep. And bring your crock pots of chili in. We got plenty of plug-ins.
Is there going to be, like, beverages there to drink?
Yes. We'll have the bar.
Have the bar going. Mm-hmm. Okay. Chili and beer.
Or name it or not.
Pepsi or something like that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's going to be this Sunday. It's going to be out at Dry Creek Station. It's going to be out in Bella Vista. You just head on out.
We'll be doing the parking at the fire department and going across to Dry Creek.
Okay.
And we'll have signs out there to slow the traffic down.
Here's a good chance, my friends, is to put some money into the fire company out there that really helps the people. They have done so much out there.
Well, you might need them sometime.
And you might need them out there. So, you know, and they're the ones that come out with on the EMTs, too.
We are.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to take you a long time to get an ambulance out there. But you can get that fire company out there and nothing flat. All right. Jolene Miller, owner of Dry Creek Station, and Ron Smith, who is the Bella Vista, he's the chief of the Bella Vista Fire Company. Everybody head on out there Sunday. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
North Valley Stand Down is an effort to reach out to veterans who are suffering from the effects of poverty and who need help. A wide variety of free services and necessities will be offered to veterans in need. Transportation is available. Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. It's all free with no strings attached and nothing to fear. For information on how to get help, call 605-811-4.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Unlindebaugh. How are you this morning? I was just talking to Dry Creek Station and the fire company out there. I tell you what, they've got Dry Creek Station is a great place. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason why. They are absolutely the best in the North State. That's why, because they are highly professional. They treat you like family. It's getting ready to be winter. Have them come out and check your filters because it's been a smoky summer, and it gives you much more than you could possibly imagine when they come out. They look at your filters. They'll give you the straight, skinny, the lowdown on what's happening with your heating and cooling system. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Everybody's catching their breath after the summer. Now they're running into the winter. So enjoy your 2 days of fall, and let's get ready. Okay. I'm here with Kate Alexander.
Good morning.
Good morning. Shakespeare.inc.
Yes.
Yes. What is that?
Shakespeare.inc is my company. I am a copywriter, which means that I write for businesses and magazines and I edit books. So I basically try to bring the message of businesses and individuals to life.
Wow. That's yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
So how do you do that? I mean, do you come in and say, somebody says, okay, I've got this business. I sell widgets.
You sell widgets, yes. And then I find out all about your widgets. But the first thing I do is I actually interview the client and I figure out what it is that makes them tick. And figure out who it is that they'd like to communicate their message to. Uh-huh. We sit down for about half hour, an hour, and we learn about each other and what it is that they'd like to be written on their website or for their brochures or their magazines. And then I bring it to life in a way that communicates with their customers. And it all comes in part from my background with Shakespeare.
With Shakespeare. So what's your background on Shakespeare, Kate?
Well, I mean, most...
Kate Alexander. Sounds like you should be on stage.
Well, I was for a little bit. I actually studied in London at Shakespeare's Globe. I was one of 18 teachers chosen nationally to study there in London. And then I did some acting school at Lambda. And then I was chosen to be the postgraduate scholar at the Shakespeare Institute in Stratford-upon-Avon. And the challenge for me as an American was to come back to America and incorporate Shakespeare into American culture. So how do you do that in Redding, California? Right?
Well,
so
I don't think that would be easy.
Super.
No, okay, I'm not sure how you can do that. Okay, how do you do that?
So the main question for me was, why is Shakespeare still relevant today? And so I started thinking about how his message and his stories and his characters were always relevant, sustained, and creative. And I thought, well, why not bring that to businesses? Why not bring that to individuals? So that's how I started Shakespeare.inc. I am incorporated in January, but I've been writing for magazines for about 20 years. And Shasta Venture Hub kindly gave me some co-working space. And the Northern Business Associates, an amazing networking association in town since 1985, they've been really supportive. And so I've just started on my journey to work with clients all the way from L.A. to New York City and in Reading.
So give me an example of what you would write.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Of course. So okay. I've written for everything from financial services, solar, landscaping, real estate, as well as ministries. So one of my favorite examples would be writing for financial services. And it was for a gentleman down in L.A. Who wanted to write for high net worth clients. And I didn't know what I was doing. So what I did is I did a whole lot of research, and I decided to look up the type of clients. I listened to music from Jason Bourne. I looked up adjectives about James Bond by Daniel Craig. I interviewed people who had worked in financial services. I talked to the clients, and then I created something that really spoke to the customer's language and the client's brand. He wanted it to be cool, hip, and sexy, quite literally, and so I wrote all the copy based on those three adjectives. And it was quite interesting. But the client loved it, and he's been doing really well as a result.
Oh, okay. So how's it been since you've been here?
Oh, I love it. I love Reading. I love the community here. I love being outside. I love everything that's so close and easy to get to and so fun, the lakes and the rivers and all of that. But I have lived all over, and I've found my home in Reading.
Why? Why in Reading? I mean, you go to England, and you spend time there. You represent Shakespeare. I mean, we don't have a lot of Shakespearean festivals here. Though
not
yet. We do
yet.
Have them up there in Ashland.
Yes, exactly.
Do you go up there for those?
I do. I actually saw a rock and roll Hamlet last year, which was quite persuasive.
Persuasive?
Yeah.
I like
it
that.
Helped you understand Hamlet in a new way, for sure. He was wearing kiss makeup.
Of course.
Of course. Because why don't you do Hamlet with kiss makeup on?
Yep. I think we all should. Yep. Jared's into this. Jared, that's why Jared has kiss makeup. It's getting to be Halloween. We all come in here. Okay. How do people get a hold of you, young lady?
Well, they can find me on Facebook, Shakespeare.inc. If you forget the dot, you'll end up at a tattoo parlor in Stratford-upon-Avon, which I don't think is quite Kate Alexander. So you can look me up on Facebook. You can also find me at www.shakespeare.inc.ink, Kate, like Kate. Or you can contact me at my email, which I'll give on the radio, which is super private.
Well, don't give it. Don't give that. They can find you on Facebook. They can find you on the web. That's enough. Don't give your private one because who knows who listens. This is going worldwide right now.
Okay.
You know, you could get some perv from Serbia or something like that.
I don't want a perv from Serbia.
Oh, not everybody has one. So, but you might be the first. I haven't heard of problems, but Kate, you're such a happy person. Oh, this just write to her, you know, in Serbian.
I'd have a little bit of difficulty in translating that. Yeah. I'm good with words, but not Serbian ones.
No, Serbian ones. Okay. You're a happy person.
I am.
Good.
I am.
I'm glad. I'm glad for you. Okay, so that's how we get a hold of you. This is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in town for a while.
Yes, I have.
And is there any companies you're working with here in town?
Oh, I've worked with quite a few companies in town. The Shasta Venture Hub is an amazing facility in which you have, like, such natural networking connections. One website company that I've worked with quite a bit is Progetta. Chris Gratney there is an amazing web designer, and I've worked quite a bit with him on websites, including for Powerhouse Solar. So
you're writing, like, you're in their SEO, and you're writing content for pages, and that's so important because you don't go to the front page, you go to pages that people are looking for.
Exactly.
So you're one of those people.
I'm one of those people.
Okay.
So I'll write the about pages, the services pages, all of that on a website.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kate Alexander. Shakespeare.inc.
That's
you
me.
Can see her on Facebook. You can see her on her website.
Yes.
Which is?
www.shakespeare.inc.
If you want somebody to punch up what you've got there in your brochures or the things you're writing or the things you're doing, anything that has to do with a written word, Kate Alexander, she's the one.
Thank you. That's it.
You bet. Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California. Over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Gonna check a freight train down at the station. I don't care where.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, it's the 17th of October. It's the third Tuesday of the month that I should know that. So I was just reminded what day it was. 45 degrees going up. Is that right? 85 today, buddy? 85. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by, Black Bear Diner. Right down there on the hilltop, and if thinking about that great breakfast after the show or that juicy burger or just about anything that you want that tastes great and at very reasonable prices, always at Black Bear Diner. Just off of I-5, going down there and feed your inner bear. I had this really great ad. I was talking to Bruce Dean, heads up, he owns Black Bear Diner. And I had this really great idea for a commercial. And after I gave it to him, he shaves his head. And his whole face was red. And he said, don't ever bring that up again. And I said, okay. It was, about getting to Black Bear Diner and the bears are in there. It's really cool, I thought. Everybody thought it was just laughing hysterically except him. I'm here, though. Speaking of great places around town, I'm here with Seth Magaha, who is the marketing gentleman, the marketing guru over at Turtle Bay. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Great to be here.
You're new around. Are you new to Reading? Or I know you're new to the job.
I am new to Reading. I moved here. Moved here in March from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Wow.
Yeah, big change.
Minneapolis.
Lived there for 9 years. I am originally from the West Coast, but I've been there in Minnesota for 9 years. That's where my wife is from.
Uh-huh.
And I did a wide variety of work there, but my last work there was marketing and similar to what I'm doing now.
In a kind of like this place or a just marketing itself? Kind of like in a museum or park or things like that? Or just
It was a fairly large nonprofit that had a bunch of different different programs ranging from educational to working with food banks and all sorts of things. So
okay. Yeah. Now, your wife's from Minnesota.
Yes, she is.
Was it hard getting her? And her family's obviously from Minnesota.
Yep.
Was it difficult getting her out here?
She actually led the way. I mean, we looked at Reading for about 2 years. We had looked at Northern California as a whole, and Reading just kept showing up as an affordable place to live, proximity to the mountains, and it just seemed like a place that had a lot of new opportunities that we just couldn't find in Minnesota.
Well, you know what, and we've talked before about this, and it's interesting. Seth's a young man. You're a young man. And to have young people moving here thinking, hey, there's opportunities here is really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that. And we're starting to see our young population starting to flex its muscles, as it should, and start taking over, as it should, and push, listen to maybe some of the old graybeards, but take over. It's time.
Absolutely.
I'm really happy to hear that. We're really glad to see you come in because there's so many things going on at Turtle Bay. And so let's start with, I know that we're getting some new attractions here now, and some ones are starting, some have ended, and a lot of other things. So what's going on over at Turtle Bay?
Well, we just ended a really good run with Mythic Creatures. and we're transitioning right now to two new exhibitions in the museum, Material Culture, Form, Fashion, and Function. It looks at all the different textiles and how they've been developed and what they're used for. And then we, following that, the following weekend on opening October 28th is Art Exposed, which is all about local art that's been created in Northern California, and that's going to include a drop-in studio where people can come in and paint and interact with
wow.
different oil paintings and acrylic. And
so you can paint in there, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
See if you have any. I know you've had things in there where you can play the musical instruments and all that and
yep.
other things. But so now you can get in there and see if you have any those hidden talents.
Absolutely, yep. We love presenting different ways for people to contribute and explore, and this is just one of those opportunities.
Great. Okay. What else we got?
We have ongoing educational programs that happen once a month. There's Science Saturday, where we're exploring different, like, the color, science of color. That's going to be happening on Saturday. We have the fall plant sale.
The science of color or the signs of color?
Science of color, yep.
Wow.
So Science Saturdays are times for families to come in and do interactive sessions. They last about 5 hours on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and so people can come in at any time during the day, and that's just one of the – there's a new theme every single Saturday – every single month, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Every single Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. So that sounds like something you can take the kids to and just other things too. I mean, the science of color. You know, I guess that would get into things how they're – the different shades, but also how, you know, different effects on light and, you know, or the different effects light has on color.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah.
And what role color plays in nature and with different animals' survival. And it is centered around a lot of animals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because color
yeah.
also affects people.
Absolutely.
You know, and I understood that there was one football coach. They used to paint the opposing locker rooms in pastels that would just – they're very relaxing colors.
Absolutely.
And he would paint his into, you know, something that would get those guys fired up. And so, yeah. I mean, I was just – you know, and I found that – you know, I said, oh, does that really work? But it does work.
It does work.
You know, on how. And you can look at – you know, Linda's really into the colors. And so she'll be looking in a – it'll be a hospital room. Now, you've never seen a hospital room in your life. With the colors that they have, you know, on the walls
yeah.
and the pillows and the sheets, because they are so, I mean, it you know, it is so, you know, the ambiance of it makes you want to stay there forever, as opposed to white
right.
or green or something like that. And once you get out of the bed as soon as possible. Okay, we're here with Seth Magaha, who is the marketing director over at Turtle Bay. Okay, I'd be remiss. I know. Wait, okay, there's more things that are happening, though. Okay, so bring in the rest of those, because then I'm going to get to the Sheraton in
okay.
a second. Okay.
We have a fall plant sale going on with our nursery, and many people might not realize that we have a full-service nursery in the botanical gardens, and that's open Fridays and Saturdays. The fall plant sale is 30% off for members and 20% off for public.
Mm-hmm.
We have animal programming starting up this coming weekend. We have the winter programs that people can come and see some of the animals close up on Thursday
okay.
and Friday.
So those are, you know, during the summer they have, and the animals are so cool because if it's too hot, they just don't come out. Of course, the humans are out there sweltering in the heat, but the animals go, whoa, just a little bit too warm for me out there today, so I'm just kind of staying in. Of course, nobody forces them out or anything like that. So is it going to be like a different type of winter show?
Yeah, well, in the summer, we have the Walk on the Wild Side yeah. animal show, which is a 30-minute show every day from 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock. In the winter, we keep the show indoors in the mill building, which is something that we are working hard to open by this weekend, along with the rest of Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. But the winter show just takes place inside, and we have our animals come up and interact with people close up, And it's a great chance to see our porcupine, our bobcat, all the animals that we
showcase. So you can see them in close, close and personal.
Yep.
Okay, that's cool. You get to look at the skunk.
Yep.
Cinti. We were using the skunk when we were collecting money on the Caffeinate for a Cause.
Absolutely.
We were threatening people with her.
Yeah.
Lift that tail up, people would just find ways to give you money.
Yep. Tips kind were of just pouring in when that skunk came out. Which, by the way, Caffeinate for a Cause went very well. It did very well. We raised over $30,000. Our goal was $20,000. So we surpassed our goal. We had great interaction with people coming in. And we loved having you down there.
It was fun. It was fun. And I tell you what, watching Tyler Whitlow and Jake Mangus, I mean, they were doing anything for money out there. I mean, not anything, but well, maybe anything with Tyler. I'm not sure. But it was funny watching them do it. And people were coming down saying hello to us. And it was a big shout out again to Dutch Bros.
Absolutely.
I mean, these guys are, they do so much for our community. Erin Reznor is throwing her hat in the rings because she wants to help our community get better and stronger. Another young person that's a business owner that, I love seeing that happen. Have somebody else get into it, that wants to mix it up and do things for business and for people here in town. Now, speaking of doing things in town, I was forwarded a email that Mike Warren had put out, and it was the Sheraton Hotel. I guess they have a vice president that's in charge of openings.
Yeah.
Opening new Sheratons. And I guess that makes sense.
Yep.
Wow. The things that person said.
Absolutely. I mean, reading the response to a tour that we gave them was just phenomenal.
Were you there on that?
I wasn't on that tour. I have been on several.
We were fortunate enough to go on one of those tours and met everybody. But I tell you what, the things that were said by the vice president in charge of their operations for opening these, the best accoutrements, the nicest looking, the word best, finest, outstanding was used a lot of times.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and relating it to Turtle Bay and having that close access and the proximity to the river, it really is a very unique Sheraton experience that they hadn't really seen before, and they were just very encouraging on the work that Turtle Bay has put into creating a unique hotel that there really isn't anything like it anywhere else.
I frankly can't wait for people to see it. It's going to be one of, if not the, it's going to be one of the nicest buildings, nicest places in Reading.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you walk in, from the time you walk in with a holograph that's on the deck up there, if that up for your business or whatever, or even before you get in there with an area out there with the fire pits and people can stay out there, they can enjoy themselves, they can watch the fireworks, they can do a lot of things from there. Then of course the restaurant right next to it with seating on the patios that's animal friendly, dog friendly, so a lot of people like to take their dogs for walks and stop in, have coffee or a breakfast or lunch right there. And to the hotel itself, it's just beautiful.
I'm really excited about the restaurant. There isn't a lot of food options in that area. There really isn't anything.
There's not.
Yeah. And so that's going to be a big draw for people to be able to come and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's going to be great for Turtle Bay visitors to be able to have that option where they just don't have that option now.
You know, and I really believe it when people when people say, well, it's a 5-star. Well, you don't get to stars until after people are there. Everybody knows that. However, this thing is setting itself up so that when the people come through, they get the Sheraton experience, and it's a cut above a lot of other places. And I can't help but think if, they're going to fill this place up a lot. And then there's so many different events. There's so many things going over at the Civic. You know, Rodeo Week, I can just imagine. Cool April Nights. All of these will just be simply outstanding.
Yep. And the Sheraton has very high standards for itself. They strive for a 9 or a 10 out of 10 out of all their reviews. Anything lower than a 9, they see as failing their customers, and so they just have very high standards for themselves. And that's going to be great. That's going to translate really great for people coming into town for the first time or people wanting a place to stay for a staycation for some of those events.
Sure.
I think it's going to be a great draw for the economy, for people to be able to recognize that Reading has a variety of different places to go, and this hotel is just going to be positioned right in the center of what Turtle Bay has to offer as an attraction to people visiting Reading.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing, too, about it is that when you combine that, you know, one of the things that Turtle Bay has always needed is a stream of almost like, you know, you raise so much money through fundraisers and through people donating and all that. This gives, but when different times, when the economy hits Turtle Bay, mm-hmm. they had to make some huge cuts back 6-7 years ago when the economy tanked. And there's nothing to say the economy won't tank again in the sense of having that ready money available. Now it's popped back up again. But having a stream of income where it's a, something like this that people are going by, 40,000 cars a day coming through there, be able to use the shared, and if we're smart, we'll have our Shasta Wonderland or something around there to show other people when they pull in here things that they could do so they end up staying 2 or 3 days. Hey, why don't you go on up here to the lake? Here's houseboats. We can give you a deal. Stay here. You get a houseboat for, this and all that. Walks along the trails. We need to start developing that area down there, which you all have.
Right.
But it's kind of like in isolation where it can be. I mean, you go up to Grants Pass. You have lunch or dinner on several places. You have your choice along the river there.
Right. Yeah, and in marketing, I have the unique opportunity to really showcase Reading as a whole and not just Turtle Bay. I mean, we really want people to be coming and visiting Reading and us being in the position to offer really great access to the Sacramento River with the fly fishing. Some of the stuff that isn't necessarily just exclusively Turtle Bay, but being in that position and being in that area just sets us up to really open up to people coming in and seeing what Reading has to offer. And with the Culture District coming in as well this year, I don't know if you've talked that much about that on the
radio. We have discussed that before, yeah. But it's the Cultural District. It encompasses right where we are right now.
Absolutely.
All the way down to Turtle Bay. And then also, the downtown area, the Turtle Bay, and what other area does it?
Those are the two main areas.
Those are two main areas.
Yeah, right, it does kind of go into some of the other smaller areas.
Right.
And you may know some of the neighborhoods a little more than I do. I'm still learning, but it mostly encompasses downtown and Turtle Bay.
And this is going to be, and this is the difference this will make with that is it the way that it's advertised, the way that people will come and look at it in a different way, the amount of grants money that can come flowing in here to do things. They're building the new K2 building right down the street here. They're looking at another one where the parking structure is. McConnell's going to do something right behind us with the old police station.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting. All these things that are happening right now in Reading.
Yeah.
And Sheraton, I think, came up at about the right time.
It did.
So that you're going to be able to kind of be right there on the cusp of everything as it starts.
Yep.
There at Turtle Bay.
Yeah. I think I came here just at the right time.
There you go, Seth.
Yeah.
There's so much that's getting ready to happen. It's taken a while to get it. It was battles from the beginning, onset, but I think people are going to be really happy with the results of it. I think there's going to be a lot of activity. I think there's going to be, when this starts, that it's also going to be raising the, when you say about raising the tide and boats floating with all this thing. And, people, they'll just take people away from other hotels. Well, I'm looking around, and I'm seeing a lot of hotels being built around here.
Yeah.
Not just the Sheraton.
Right.
So if people were excited about that, then why aren't they excited about the two that are going up right downtown?
Right.
So that argument to me has always been a little, it's never been a good argument. I was going to use another word. But it's never been a good argument. I think that you're going to see is that there's room here that when you have people coming in to stay at the Sheraton, they're also going to stay downtown on Hilltop.
Right.
Because there's other things to do.
Yeah, and if you look in that area, that area where Turtle Bay was built, I mean, before it was there, yes, you could get to the river access, but imagine if Turtle Bay or the Sundial Bridge was never built, and there were a lot of people against that, and everyone had a lot of different reasons for that, and there was arguments on both sides. But now look at where we are with Reading having that symbol.
Absolutely.
And I think initially maybe the hotel might be a big change, but looking back on the hotel, it's going to make sense.
I think so.
Yeah.
Seth McGaha, who is the marketing director over at Turtle Bay and all the neat things that are happening out there, you're not going to go wrong. It's $80 to join Turtle Bay. It's good for a family of, a family of four, two parents and four kids. Right. They don't have to be your kids.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Bring them in.
Yep.
All right. You can't do better than that. Turtle Bay. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Premila Dhanuka. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Week, and we're going to be talking about breast cancer and all the strides they have made in fighting this terrible disease. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Well, they let us down. That's all it is. As you know, we had health care. It was done. And then a hand went up, and the hand was, went up in the wrong direction.
Mr. Trump referring to the early morning vote that you may remember by Senator John McCain that defeated the first attempt to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. The president appeared on the Mike Gallagher Show on the Salem Radio Network at the event called the Tax Reform Day at the White House. And Budget Director Mick Mulvaney also on hand. He said tax reform is critical for the country.
Politicians like to get reelected, but that's not why we're doing this. We're doing this because we have to get the American economy back on track again. It's been, as you mentioned, in the wilderness for a long time. Right.
U.S. industrial production rose a solid 0.3% in September. A closer look at the numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Federal Reserve says Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, which struck the Gulf Coast and Florida, held down industrial output by a quarter of a percentage point. Still, the manufacturing of automobiles, home electronics, and appliances advanced. Factory output improved 0.1%, while the mining and utility sectors rebounded from declines in August.
That's Jeremy House reporting. The president's drug czar nominee is withdrawing from consideration, as Mike Hempen reports.
The president says Congressman Tom Marino has decided to take himself out of the running for the job. The president's announcement on Twitter comes a day after reports surfaced that Marino played a key role in passing a bill that weakened the federal government's authority to prevent companies from distributing opioids. The president raised the possibility of withdrawing Marino's nomination yesterday after reports by the Washington Post and 60 Minutes.
And that is Mike Hempen reporting. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Just because two people have similar Medicare coverage doesn't mean they pay the same amount. Take Bowling Pals Carl and Richard, for example. They have the exact same Medicare supplement, same doctor network, and same Part D prescription drug plan. But Carl's monthly supplement premium is a lot more affordable. He pays $400 a year less than Richard for the exact same benefits. That's because Carl compared his health insurance options side by side by calling 1-800-711-9988 and speaking to a licensed insurance agent at eHealth. Carl was able to find a more affordable Medicare supplement insurance plan from an insurance company he could trust. Why pay more than you have to? Call 1-800-711-9988 for your free, no-obligation, side-by-side Medicare plan comparison. Illustrative example. Savings not guaranteed. Not affiliated or endorsed by the government. This is a solicitation of insurance.
The number of police officers who died on the job last year is up significantly. Here's correspondent Wally Hines.
According to some just-released FBI numbers, a total of 118 law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty in 2016, 66 of them through felony crimes, 52 were accidental. In addition, over 57,000 officers were assaulted on the job. Of those killed, 17 died in ambushes and 13 were killed answering disturbance calls.
That's correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Senator John McCain jabbing back at unnamed pushers of what he sees as isolationist politics, saying that abandoning America's role as an international leader would be, in his words, unpatriotic. The six-term Republican senator from Arizona made his remarks after receiving the National Constitution Center's Liberty Medal last night at an event in Philadelphia. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Computer security researchers say they have discovered a new Wi-Fi network vulnerability.
Vulnerability could allow hackers to steal sensitive information or spread malicious software during the time that a user's logged on to a computer or mobile device. Their report says the breach could only occur if an attacker's within range of the potential victim, but it certainly could affect anyone who's using a Wi-Fi network at home or at the office or at a coffee shop. Experts say that the problem can be resolved through straightforward software updates. Microsoft says it's already deployed a patch. Google says it will do so in the coming weeks.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up by just about 38 points. NASDAQ is down by one. And the S&P 500 struggling a bit. It's off less than 1 point. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Linda will be back tomorrow, and she is feeling better. We're so happy to have her here. It's like 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're going to be here with Jared, and what's the weather look like, Jared?
Well, the temperature has gone down a little bit. It's 43 degrees right now. Today is going to be sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 85, a low of 52. On Wednesday, it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 84, a low of 53. On Thursday, we're going to have a 20% chance of showers during the day, a 70% chance during the nighttime, with a high of 72, a low of 51. And on Friday, we're going to have a 20% chance of showers during the day, mostly cloudy at night, with a high of 65 and a low of 48.
Wow, that was quick. So, what's that tell me? Is it going to be nice? Is it going to be what? Showers? Did you say showers?
I'm excited about the rain.
When's the rain supposed to be coming?
Thursday night and possibly Friday morning.
Wow. How about that? Hey, Weather Report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, veteran-owned business. It's won awards for hiring veterans. It's expanding all the time down there. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. Let's see what other things we have going on here. Well, we're waiting for our guests to appear. Anybody, did you watch football this weekend?
I'm not a huge football fan, so no. And the 49ers have, like, not won a single game, so.
I don't watch football. I mean, okay. I watch, like, if I'm flipping a channel, you know, something on there, but do I do anything? No. And I see things here is that what's, it says here is that there's a big show happening on Sunday the 22nd right here on KCNR from 12 to 2 p.m. That's We the People. And that they're going to be visited by three ghosts of Reading, past, present, and future. Exciting guest, abrasive discussions. Boycott the NFL. Don't boycott your community. I love it. Something like that. Then there's other things that people are saying we could do with boat tours and, I'm not going to get into it if you've read that. Okay. Anyway, it looks like the NFL is really taking it on the chin here. That stadiums, there's not as many people in the stadium, so I don't see that as, you know, I haven't seen any statistics on that. You know, you see this, you know, anecdotal evidence to, oh, no, there's nobody there. Of course, it could be is that the 49ers are playing, and who goes to see a team that's 0-6? In fact, who's the other 0-6 team? It's out there right now. It's who's that? The New York Giants. Did they win? Because they were 0-6 too, or something like that, 0-5 or something like that. I don't know. I don't care. So why? You know, what do you do if you don't watch football? Yeah. Well, I can tell you that all of a sudden I find out that I'm much more adept at completing projects that I didn't do before. I have now, I find things that, you know, oh, I should do that. You know, let me change those light bulbs, or let me go out there and, you know, there's some, you know, where we had the power washer on, it took out some of the mortar that was there that we, so I replaced the mortar between the bricks. I actually, you know, Linda and I talked to each other on Sundays now, instead of me just kind of grunting as she goes by saying, hey, it's a beautiful day. You want to go for a walk? Now we go for walks. We take Elk Killer out, try to keep Elk Killer from taking on big dogs. So we do these things. And what happens is, it's the other thing I'm doing now is, because I have extra time on Monday and Thursday and Sundays, is I'm downsizing. So, Jared, do you like shot glasses? I have a collection of shot glasses, Jared. You don't do shot glasses? Do you have any? What do you collect? What is your hobby, Jared?
My hobby?
Yeah.
I don't really have a hobby. I used to collect coins when I was younger. But as an adult, I don't really have a specific collection of anything.
Okay. So you didn't have, so you don't collect anything?
No.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
I'm boring.
Anyway, so now we're talking about downsizing and how that's going to go. So, you know, the thing about when you're downsizing is that you've got to figure out is what you're going to do, how you're going to downsize, how, you know, what you are going to do with the stuff. Is it something you need to give away? Is it something you need to sell? Or is it just something that you can, you know, you can donate to somebody? And that's the hard part, because I got all this stuff I feel like I could give away and donate. Like, I have all this military gear, but it's just kind of like, you know, odds and ends. That, does anybody want to buy that? Or is this, you know, or do I just throw it away? Do I just take it down to the dump? I just put it in big boxes and just dump it.
What about the military surplus store?
Well, you know, I thought about that, but...
Isn't there one off of 273?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could do that. And I've got, you know, but you've got things that you've had for like 30 years. I mean, it doesn't seem like 30 years until all of a sudden you're there. It's 30 years. I am joined by my guest, Dr. Pramila Dhanuka.
Hi, good Carl.
Talking to that. There you go.
Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. I was starting to wonder if I had the wrong day. Because I tell you what, I've been gone since Thursday after the show. And all the things that have been happening this morning, if you had not shown up, I'd have just said, oh, man, I just blew that one, too. I mean, I've got people, I have people, you know, usually there's one or two people here waiting to come on. This time I had like four people, and I'm like, oh, what did I do wrong here?
I was flying, Carl, but the red lights kept holding me.
Well, those red lights in this town, do not go through them. Those are $556 tickets just rolling through them. So
I know.
I'm glad you didn't see any flashing lights.
Nope. I was a good law-abiding citizen.
Well, you are, just like your husband is most of the time. Yeah. Hey, Dr. Dhanuka is here because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Week.
Yes.
This week, but it's a whole month. The whole month, but it's really big on this week. A lot
That's
of things
right.
happening.
Yeah.
And we want to talk about that. We're going to take a quick break first, and then we can get into that.
Sure.
Okay? Now, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in town. The only full-service jewelry store in town with a watch repairman. They can design, build, buy. They've got accounts everywhere in the world if you want a specific gem. They can do it at Four Winds Jewelry. Extremely friendly in there. Great customer service. You're not going to find a better place to buy. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Dr. Dhanuka.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong. Moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
Ramona's Appliance Center. Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
If you live in the Reading area and have been contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Reading Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Reading Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change. Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Buck. Good morning, everybody. It is the 17th of October, 2017. 45 degrees going up to 85 today. 40 more degrees up. Wow. We've just been in a place where the warmest it was like 70, 72 when you're on the coast there. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Home Helpers is bringing us this portion of the show. If you're looking for compassionate quality in-home care, it's Home Helpers. Short-term, long-term, it's Home Helpers. I can't think of no other place that I would go to if I needed to have my loved ones taken care of is in Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350, Sharon Clark. Okay, I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dunuka. Good morning.
Good morning. So how are we starting today?
Well, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There's been a lot of things going on. You are an oncologist.
Absolutely.
And you have, there's been every time, every year you come on, and more, but every time when you come on, there's been strides. But it all goes back down to early detection.
That's true, Carl. Early detection is the key in saving lives. Not just in breast cancer, but in all cancers in general. But fortunately, we do have mechanism for early detection in breast cancer. We do have established screening programs here in U.S. that help a lot. A lot of women and some men, too. But men normally don't use screening as much as women do.
Well, I was always surprised to hear that some men can get breast cancer.
Yes.
How do men find it? The same thing? It was just a soreness or?
1% of breast detected breast cancers are in men. So
It's out there.
It's out there, and it's a significant number.
So that's several thousand.
Right. And mainly they are more genetic, somebody who has genetic predisposition with either BCR carriers or a family history of having breast cancers. Those men tend to be affected more. Some have other genetic issues like Klinefelter's or testicular disorders. Some with bigger breasts, those men also are at higher risk. So there is a small group of men who are more predisposed than general population.
Okay. But the primary, of course, is the women.
And primarily is the women.
And this is one of the things that I've always, you know, you've always said, and is that there's three kinds of cancer, at least three kinds, that if you catch it early, you've got a real good chance of beating it. And
that's right.
Breast cancer, cervical cancer, and colon cancer.
That's right.
If it's detected early, you can fight it and beat it.
You're right, Carl. And breast cancer, fortunately for us, is one of those that people live. Mortality has reduced so much in last 10, 15 years, mainly due to screening programs also, but treatment side also it has improved. Women are living longer. Even survivors, there are survivors 10 years, 15 years out from breast cancer who are doing well, living well in the community. There were, I was reading somewhere, 3.5 million survivors, breast cancer survivors in 2016. So they are much more now, I can almost, at this time. They must have gone up higher than that number for sure.
So, and after they've found it and beat it, and it goes into remission, is that when it's, are they considered, ever considered totally cured, or is it just in remission?
In general, as a rule, for most of the solid tumors, we monitor it 5 years, and after 5 years, we usually call them, they are cured. Breast cancer has been noted to come back sometimes in 10 years. There are studies and there is data behind it. So we, nowadays, there is in high-risk patients, we do recommend even surveillance for 10 years. But usually, we don't follow after 10 years. I mean, we don't do it treatment-wise. Even preventive treatments are not there available. So, but, of course, lifestyle changes and behavioral other things do make a difference. So we still, we call them survivors at that point, especially in breast cancer after 10 years, general 5 years. But their risk is there. In future coming, because they have a breast cancer diagnosis, before they, if they continue to have the additional risk factors, then the risk continues. Maybe some other kind to come back in the other breast, or same person having more. So that's why it's good to keep a constant check on it.
So when you say additional risk, when you say something like that, if they have additional risk in their makeup. Is that something that's genetic, or is it some lifestyle type stuff?
Yeah, risk factors, I like to classify like behavioral risk factors or genetic risk factors, modifiable risk factors or non-modifiable risk factors.
Okay.
Right, so modifiable risk factors are usually related to what we are doing and how we can change them, right? Like our diet, our weight, exercise level, alcohol use, those kind of things. Hormone replacement therapies, those add to the risk. But non-modifiable ones are mostly related familial history, genetic risk factors like BRCA1, BRCA2, other genetic ones, Cowden's. Smaller risks are available in other two, but not as much. These are the big ones. And
what's a BRCA?
BRCA mutations, 1 and 2, they're existing in pockets in population. They are not available, like it's not a widespread thing. Anywhere from 5 to 10% breast cancer risk is attributed to these mutations.
Okay.
So if we find, we do screen certain subgroups for these mutations, especially with the history behind it. If you have a family history of ovarian cancers, early age breast cancers, we do screen those patients for these mutations, Jewish ancestry, especially Ashkenazi Jews background, or any linkages that shows that you have high incidences in the family. We do check for these mutations.
So if you're Jewish, you have a better chance of having these type of genetic anomalies than
Because they are intermarrying in a small group, so these mutations are located in those groups. But other people can have it too. It's not entirely them, but they are more concentrated in those subgroups.
But that gives you a place to look at too. Absolutely. You know, and you're going, okay, so if you have this, then I need to tell you that there's a, you know, a possibility.
And
here.
We check those mutations on those high-risk patients. So those, like, if you'd classify it, there's nothing you can do about. Interesting, there was another thing I read somewhere. It was if women who are taller women have a higher risk of breast cancer than shorter women.
Really?
Yeah, and there is no explanation to it.
Wow. I guess you can say statistics about almost anything.
Yeah.
So if you're taller than 5'6".
2% increase in height correlates to 10% increase in the risk.
So
that is pretty remarkable.
So if you're if average size woman is what, 5'5"?
Average, yeah.
Okay, US. So if she's 5'7", she's got a, says she's 2 inches taller, she's got at least a 10% better chance or
higher risk.
A higher risk than somebody that's 5'4".
Yeah. And I never said, wow, that is, I never could make sense of that, you know. But
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do about those non-modifiable factors, right?
Well, if you're 6'1", then your chances have just gone up astronomically if you go by the statistics on that.
Yeah, I mean, so it goes up. I'm sure there is a curve on that, and it's not straight to linear correlation.
Yeah.
But still.
But isn't that interesting, though?
It is very interesting.
Because here's an indicator. You get somebody that's 5'10", walks in your office, and you're going, there's something we need to take a look at. But people that are taller should then be aware of this.
Right. I mean, there's a. I read it and I said, read it again, and I said, really? This does correlate. But it's not linear. It tapers off after. So that was an interesting bit. I thought you would.
I've never heard of that. Just because you're taller,
And maybe only for women.
Huh?
Only for women.
Only for women. Well, maybe it's a. Maybe it was done by, the study was done by short women that been through their whole lives have been, you know,
time to get back.
Yeah, okay, if you're tall, guess what? Yeah, now you wish you were short. I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dumnuka, an oncologist here in town. We're talking about breast cancer, but we're also talking about those anomalies that can cause it, you know, certain types of, part of it could be ethnic groups, maybe higher. And in this case, you read something, if you're taller, it could be. But, you know, this is kind of one of those studies that.
Yeah, it's a,
you know,
random
it's like,
thing.
It's like it's maybe a, is maybe you'll do another study and find out.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just, it's just a curious thing. Nothing, I'm not putting
maybe
it.
Maybe all from Latvia or something like that. The women from Latvia.
Tall women.
Tall women. Tall blonde women.
I'm always envious of tall women, you know. So.
You're safe. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. They're looking for professionals out there that want to join their team. It's the largest security company north of Sacramento, with over 100 officers out there patrolling. If you've got an event that you need security for, how about just driving by your house if you're not there? How about coming in and checking your business to make sure that it's closed up and that there's nobody around there? I've had people tell me that their problems have stopped since they've hired North State Security. Come by there two or three times a night, make sure nobody's sleeping in their doorways or doing anything else. And that's North State Security. So give them a call, 243-0295, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back with Dr. Dumnuka.
Baby, Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Join One Safe Place on Wednesday, October 18th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for Undaunted, an evening of inspiration with guest speaker Matthew Sandusky, adopted son of former Penn State coach Jerry Sandusky, who will discuss his journey from being a victim to becoming a survivor. Undaunted is a One Safe Place benefit dinner to help support a community affected by family violence. For tickets, table, and sponsorship information, visit One Safe Place at ospshasta.org.
Save, save, save.
At Redding Kia's Customer Appreciation 10 Sale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Redding Kia says thank you with big discounts on every new Kia in stock.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. For information on how to get help or if you have something to contribute, call 605-811.
I run for hope, I run to feel, I run for the truth, for all that is real. I run for your mother, your sister, your wife. I run for you and me, my friend. I run for life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That was a song written for those who participate in cancer walks and you know runs and things like that to raise money for fight breast cancer. That was really, you know, I said, you know, because Jared can find any kind of music. I said, see if you can find something on breast cancer. Yeah. And he looks at me and he goes, okay. So he finds something like that. And it's, you know, it's amazing, amazing. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold, wonderful place to go for a haircut. I'm here with Dr. Premila Danuka, who is an oncologist here in town, and we come in and we talk about different types of cancers. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And breast cancer, of course, is, if you catch it early, is one of the few cancers that caught early can be eradicated. You can go into remission and even be considered cured. Think about that, cure of cancer.
99% cure rates in detected localized disease, stage 1 and stage 2.
There you go.
So that's really amazing.
It is. It's not a death sentence anymore.
Nope.
Okay, so a woman should have self exams, like, you know, herself.
Actually, American Cancer Society no longer recommends breast self exam as a screening or at this time.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but I always teach my patients and tell them it doesn't hurt. It's it's free. It doesn't cost anything. It doesn't hurt anything. Why not? I mean, it at least gives them a way to check on themselves and it remind themselves that it is important to get the screening done. It doesn't replace mammograms, but but I think it's in my opinion, it is harmless. It only adds to what we are already doing.
What if, you know, and they know their own bodies. I mean, if they feel something there, I mean, I know what they say about it. Mm-hmm. But again, the American Cancer Association also came out and said you shouldn't have, you know, you should only have mammograms, you know, less than they, you know, than they said before. And then they got that one, you know.
Back again.
Oh, they got that one battered. They got battered over that one. So, okay, so self-exams just so that, you know, because people know their own body.
Yeah.
But then, an official breast exam.
I think official, you can do it yourself or you can ask your physician, care provider to take do it for you as a routine. I think it's a good idea because at least it puts your attention on the breast.
Okay.
Okay. But there is no replacement to screening mammograms that we need to do after 40 years of age.
40 years of age, it's every year?
Usually recommended if you have a family history every year. Otherwise, every 2 years is also acceptable in low-risk groups.
All right.
After 50, it keeps in, because the incidence keeps increasing, 50 on 50, 60 group, 60, 70. Those are the where we have higher incidences. We definitely want everybody to, if possible, to do yearly mammograms there. And especially, again, you have risk factors. Think about screening. Very important.
Okay. All right.
Because that's what makes the whole difference between that stage one and stage four. Stage one and stage three.
Stage one, you can walk away.
Exactly. 99%.
99%.
So you're cured. You can be cured. But stage three, stage four, it reduces substantially. So that's where the problem is. If we can convert all those stage three and stage four into stage one and two, we will have great achievement in breast cancer itself.
And all that goes down to being checked.
All that goes down to just being checked and early screening.
Well, let's get into this. Screening. Let's get to this nasty part of insurance. People with insurance, their insurance will probably cover this. Is that correct?
Actually, right now, Obamacare covers all preventive care.
Okay.
So I think everybody should be covered.
Everybody should be covered in that.
In that.
Before that, it was if your insurance company covered that.
Yeah. But most of the insurances do
most
cover
of them
it.
Do. That's
so
what
I've
I
never heard any problem with that.
Yeah.
So most of them cover, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
So they shouldn't think that it would be a problem. They should just go and do it and then think about it. Because it will be most likely covered by your insurance.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like colonoscopies. They're covered.
They're covered.
I don't think you pay anything for that because
they
would much rather catch it early.
Than have problems.
Than have problems with this later on and then have to go through all that battle.
Right.
Okay. So. And by the way, I find it, your husband, Payush, I don't know if he's listening. Are you listening there? But, he used to worry about, she's going to be okay. She's, trust me, Primula does very well, buddy. And she doesn't get into big fights with people either afterwards.
Yeah,
he handles the other end of, he does the colonoscopies and so you've got, if people do it correctly and get tested and it's and it's found, y'all can cure this.
This
you
is
can
very
cure
yeah.
It.
We can
cure it.
We can get there. Breast
That's
cancer
right.
is probably going to be the first one who we can say yes, we can cure this. But of course, we are still not there yet.
No,
but
no.
I think what achievements we have made in this are remarkable.
I want to talk about that. But let's go to the phones first. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. My daughter-in-law, a year and a half ago, had a lumpectomy. She had a stage one centimeter tumor. Now here it is a year and a half later, and now it has shown up in the scar, and now she has to have a mastectomy. What happens in that case?
Usually I don't like to give medical advice on this because there's more details to
it.
Right. But in general, you can have local recurrence happening even after local treatment has been given on a breast cancer. it happens, it's rare, but it can happen. Even after lumpectomy and radiation, which is the normal treatment that we do for localized breast disease, you can still get very rarely local recurrence sometimes. And so that is, it's not 100% foolproof.
Thank you so much for your answer.
Okay. Thank you, Roberta. And again, let me say this to everybody, is Dr. Danuka is giving general, she can't, nor will she ever give a specific answer, because you don't know that unless you talk to the patient and examine all that stuff. But generally, you can, you know, this is true, generally.
Right.
Okay. We talk, you know, is there something new coming? Because I mean, we talked about the mammograms.
Right.
And they're painful.
They are.
They're painful. Is there something new coming down the road? Okay, you said MRIs. But
MRIs are there. We do, but they're expensive, so not all insurances want you to start with MRIs first.
Right.
They want to get the major chunk taken away by mammograms, and then if you really need it, then they would go get to the next step of MRIs. Yeah, but there are now those better detection is available with those 3D mammograms and 3D ultrasounds they're coming up with, which are much more reliable. You can actually build a 3D picture when they're watching it, and it's pretty neat. You can actually see.
Now, this is a 3D ultrasound. Is it? It's not like the MRI where you go in there. Is this something like a handheld? Or
it's a handheld thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
wow.
They can check on that and give you a three-dimensional view on that. But, of course, it is also a mammogram is the first thing.
First thing. Okay, and then you can,
if you need other things, you can get to those ones.
I just can't help but think, as technology goes forward and keeps leaping like this, that you're going to turn loose little agents in a person's body, and they'll go around and they'll just be in there, and then they come back out and say, okay, we're okay.
Okay. I'm going to spook you a little for the Halloween coming up. Now they can.
you know, every time you're on here, you say something, and I just go, oh, where have we gone?
Okay now, this is just the latest that is coming in the field of treatment, not just breast cancer in general. Now they can, with nanotechnology, they can tie up little molecules with the treatment and let them loose in your blood. They go and attack the cancer cells. How does that sound for a technology?
You know what? The fact that I studied nanotechnology years ago, and I saw where we were, now it's close to 20 years, because we were looking at nano clouds of being able to put sensors in the air.
Wow.
Just in a cloud of these things, just turn them loose. And it would be like, even as they spread out, they would give reports. I know it. I know. That was like, you know, of course they were working on it. How long, you know, and I don't know if they ever did it. Mm-hmm. But what you're saying is that they can put a cancer fighter.
Right.
Along with this piece of equipment.
Right.
It's attached to the nanomolecule,
and then they inject it, and it goes around killing cancer cells.
Does this work?
This is great.
This
is investigational still. It's not mainstream treatments, but they're coming up with these kind. That's what I'm saying. For a technology, this is amazing.
It is, and because then if you can trigger it down to, if you found one spot, you can put in a couple thousand of these things, and they just chew it up.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, this is...
We're entering a new age.
No, it is. It is, but it all goes back to detection.
We
get to a point where we can put in the molecules into your body, and they kind of like, they're there and they're dormant, except for the fact that when they, you know, I mean, if they're kind of like giving like little reports back to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you know these things are fighting? Is it you have to watch them through X-rays, or do they have like little indicators on them that you can like track them?
You're watching the result.
Okay.
What is happening to the cancer?
Okay, so you're watching it like that.
That, yeah. There is no. I don't think there is any mechanism that, as far as I understand,
it can't be. Yeah.
That there is any mechanism to watch them, but what they're watching is what's happening to the cancer.
So they can see
that.
It when it comes in. When they put it in, they watch it just start shrinking like that.
Yeah. So
You know what, the technology being the way it is, I'm not going to be surprised if they find something they just can put inside you.
Yeah.
And it just kind of goes through your system checking it out.
Yeah. No, I think it's very interesting. And being a doctor in today's time, I think is very exciting. Because we are like at the cusp of hearing what's happening new.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we see what we are seeing in the community level. So it's just amazing.
Wow. We're here with Dr. Premila Danuka. We're talking breast cancer, but we're talking about futuristic, not because it's here, but things that are that they're using to fight cancer. And we're, you know, it could be breast cancer, which if you find soon enough, as we've just been talking, 99% cure rate. Mm-hmm. Colon cancer, very high cure rate. Mm-hmm. And we're talking cure, not just remission, but cure. And also cervical cancer. So imagine if you had something that's in your lungs and one of these little nano specks went in there and discovered it. And then it alerts so that when you have your physical, mm-hmm. all of a sudden you've got a bunch of them around this one area or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a little far-fetched right now for us. For right now, absolutely. But in future, who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Who knows what can happen here? Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST. You know, Shasta Assist Q Transport, been in the business for 50 years. You know, if you want to get a fuel card from there, it's good for 57,000. Think about that, 57,000 different stations. We use it. And I tell you what, any place we go to, we can always use their that fuel card from SST. They take care of monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, Toyo water heaters. If you need to be maintained, if you need these kind of work done, if you need your fuel, go to SST Oil. It is owned by its employees, and you're not going to find a better place with better customer service than SST. Give them a call today at 241-1167. Talk to one of the girls in the office. They're all real friendly. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
She dreams of the country. Her eyes go far away. She wishes for happiness, the beauty of brighter days. Sometimes life seems so gray, so she sees it through different eyes. Like a flower pushing up through concrete. To thrive, 'cause she's always known that there was something more, like a hunger in her belly, like an instinct telling her that there was something more. This living can't be called living if it's really only half a life. All of it grows despite cement walls, and she will survive.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. A racist is not someone who wants immigrants to obey the law. A homophobe is not someone who rejects a specific lifestyle. An Islamophobe is not someone who wants terrorists to be excluded from entry to this country. A fascist is not someone who believes in their country and wants freedom from government tyranny. This is name-calling, used in an attempt to intimidate you and quiet your opinion. Remember, God's moral values never changed. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time again for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Friday, October 20th at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. Boondocker Ball is a 1940s USO-style dinner and dance with live music from the Lou White Band, plus live auction and drawings from among many firearms, dinners, trips, and more. It's $35 per person, $50 per couple, and you can buy a table of eight for $500. Which includes $400 worth of drawing tickets. Buy your tickets now. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And keep the date Friday, October 20th for the Boondocker Ball, a fundraiser for the Northern California Veterans Museum Building Project. Thank you for your support. That number again, 378-2280. The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream.
That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
She dropped the phone and burst into tears. The doctor just confirmed her fears. Her husband held it in and held her tight. Cancer don't discriminate.
I like the song.
Care if you're just 38. With three kids who need you in their life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, who is talking about breast cancer. And we've been talking about, hey, it's curable, people. If you get in it, if you catch it early, you can be treated, and your chance of remission is great, and your chance of curing is also outstanding if you catch it early. Now we're going to talk with Dr. Dhanuka about, you've done a self-exam, let's say, as a woman's done a self-exam, she finds a lump there. Then, okay, take us through what happens through the whole series then.
Okay, so she finds it and you have an obvious lump there, you'd be going through, if it's a smaller one, you may still need mammogram. If it's big enough, then you may not. You just go to the ultrasound.
Okay.
They want to make sure it's not a cyst or something. Then they would biopsy it. And after the biopsies, if it is there and it's confirmed that it is cancer, then you would be taken care of by a breast surgeon who would be planning what needs to be done.
Now, the biopsy, they can do that, just they stick a needle into this or into the, or how do they do
ultrasounded, that? Ultrasound-guided biopsies are usually done. So they have enough tissues.
Okay.
So, yeah, so they do under the guidance.
Okay.
And so once it's confirmed by the biopsy that this is a cancer, then the next step is basically the breast surgeon decides whether to upfront take for surgery or depending on the patient whether to go for. So we do check hormone status on the breast at the same time, and we are doing the biopsies also. So in certain negatives, triple negatives or HER2 new patients, we do want to give neoadjuvant in those patients, certain high-risk groups. Mm-hmm. And if the patient wants to save the breast, or depending, there are certain criteria that you have to meet. And in those cases, you can actually do upfront chemotherapy and then go for breast surgery.
Okay. You're trying to let the chemotherapy cure it first.
Yeah, those are some subgroups. But on general, on a routine, if it is a straightforward hormone responsive disease, and you see it being there, then you can go for upfront surgery, lumpectomy versus mastectomy. These days we try to do lumpectomy, so it's easier to reconstruct later on.
Mm-hmm.
But in certain situations, mastectomy may be needed. And once that is done, then lumpectomy patients usually needs radiation as well to give that local region recurrence hit. Basically, we don't want it to come back in the same breast, so we give radiation also on top of it and protect the breast from local recurrence. So you're dealing with all three modalities, basically, in this situation. You're dealing with the surgery, you're dealing with radiation, and you're dealing with chemotherapy, which is the all three that what we can do right now to any cancer.
Okay.
So how we place them depends on certain criteria and factor, and there comes the nuance of practicing oncology in this situation. So, you know, what you do for each patient is tailored with respect to the patient as well as the characteristics of the cancer that is there.
So you've got to base this your treatment on what the patient wants, but also what's best for the patient, and you've got to be able to explain everything
exactly,
to that. So
yeah.
You can do this. These are the three different things we can do.
Right. But how we do it and what the exact approach may vary from patient to patient depending on what their tumor type is, how advanced it is, what characteristics it has, and then we decide what we are going to be doing for those.
Okay. And then they do a lumpectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you follow that up with radiation.
Radiation.
And then you check, and if it, what, you just keep coming back for years afterwards?
If it is any time more than 1 centimeter, we do like to give additional chemotherapy.
Okay.
Older patients, hormonal therapy, if they are responsive to hormonal manipulation. But in HER2 new types, even 0.78 centimeters, we do give additional because of their risk being higher.
Okay.
So, again, subtype and these small things play a bigger role when it comes to
so
that.
So these are all things that you as an oncologist, you are in there, you're researching all these to see the exact way because some ways are going to be better. When you said before, if a woman is doing hormone replacement therapy, that her chances of having breast cancer go up?
It is one of the risk factors.
Okay.
So usually hormone replacement has been recommended in certain situation, or is it? It's okay to do hormone replacement up to 60 years as per the current standard.
Okay.
After 60, they no longer recommend it at this time, but some women are still doing it, and their risk goes up substantially with the use of hormone replacement. And the breast character also changes too.
Mm-hmm.
Hormone replacement increases the density of your breasts.
Okay.
And that makes it harder to detect by a usual thing. So both ways it affects there.
Okay. All right. So what then happens if it's larger or what's two? What's condition two? Level two. You said level one, you can catch that. Level two, is it larger or?
Right. Any cancer in our body when we are treating it, as for the practical purpose of trying to put them in, classify them, and then put them in boxes that we can understand, a layperson can understand what we are going to do.
Okay.
We call this process as staging,
identifying
them in separate groups. And every cancer, we try to stage them. Breast cancer undergoes the same process.
Okay.
So once we know from the surgery or before that, even from the ultrasonic data, that this is how big the cancer is most likely there, and this is the lymph node involvement, then we kind of stage them with the CT scans or PET scan afterwards. We do the staging workup. Usually an oncologist does that. So the staging workup puts them in four different stages: stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, and stage 4. Stage 1 and 2 in breast cancer particularly, we consider is local disease.
So
less than 2 centimeter, more than 2 centimeter, that differentiates the two. But it's still
all in one spot, though.
It's only in the same area, in the same breast. It's not gone out of the area, and no lymph nodes are involved. Stage 3, if you have the lymph node involved, this is a broad category.
Right.
But if a big tumor is there, even in there, without a lymph node, even then, it can become stage 3 based on T character. So just a broader, if you divide it, usually stage 3 is when you have the lymph nodes involvement or you have a very big, huge tumor abutting where it started. Stage 4, if it's spread to any other part other than where it started, gone outside the local regional area.
Yeah.
So local disease, regional disease, and advanced distant disease. If you can, in breast, that it kind of makes sense because local disease, you can do surgery and then give additional radiation.
How does it kill you? How does cancer, does it just?
Breast or in general?
In general, how does it kill you?
See, one thing we have to remember is what is a cancer?
Yeah.
Even before, how does it kill you? Cancer is your own body's cells which have stopped listening to you. They are the rogue cells which don't follow any order, any discipline. And they only know how to divide and take away resources from your other normal body tissues.
Okay.
So what's happening is, wherever there is cancer, it never dies. There is no death in the cancer cells. That other thing you have to remember. Unless we kill cancer cells by these modalities of chemotherapy, radiation, or surgically remove it, cancer cells don't die by themselves. right? They're immortal. So in that sense, it's a matter of time that they will take over your whole body in one way or the other.
And when they do, they just start taking all the nutrients and they just start shutting it down.
Yeah. So they
okay, so that's how it happens.
Yeah. So they shut down major organs, okay. And that's what leads to
cancer. So the way that you combat that is you find these cancer cells and you destroy them.
Yes. The chemotherapy finds it, like if you go look at the chemotherapy aspect of it, is killing individual cells everywhere in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Radiation is giving the energy, high beam energies, and giving it radiation and other laser therapies or other therapies that are geared towards that. They are geared towards the local, destroying the cancer locally. And surgery, of course, wherever if we can do in the localized area, we can take it out. But these are the main broad categories that's how we take care of the cancer.
Thank you so much. I mean, because, you know what, I made it sound like a stupid question. I mean, not
no,
me, because how does it do that? I never knew that they're in just, I mean, they're not going to die on themselves.
Your
body is turned on yourself. The only way to fight them is to put something else in there to destroy them.
That's right. So leaving it alone is not the solution.
That's not the solution. Thank you so much. How do people get a hold of you? Where do you, what's your...
Okay, so I'm from Pace Cancer Center, Court Street. So our phone number, office phone number is 530-247-1425.
Contact us
anytime, and hopefully we can take care of your needs, cancer needs here and look in our community.
Remember, catch it early. You can be cured.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, tomorrow the sheriff's going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about crime and other things.
Thank you, Carl, for having me here.
Oh, you know what? I love having you here because every time I learn something new, and I do, like the nano technology going after them. You know what? Anything we can find, you know, to wipe out